Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory for another day in the house of the Lord. Can everybody say amen? We love you, Lord, this morning, and we thank you for everything that you have promised and everything that you are doing and that which you've already done, which we are yet to receive. We give you all the praise and glory. Now, to this morning, Lord, as always, may the entrance of your word bring light into our lives and to our situations, and may your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's give a shout out to Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning I have a short exhortation. I want to tell you that the Lord, he laid on my heart the last few messages, you know, to preach on faith. And you'll see that we've been doing the faith because, you know, in this time, we really need that faith. So I'm going to do this maybe the last, I don't know, but, you know, in this series. But I'm going to do another one on faith this morning. And my subject this morning, the subject, of course, on faith, but the title is High Winds or Dark Clouds, Faith Still Marches On. Amen? And I'm going to start at Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Now, high winds or dark clouds, faith marches on. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, and I'm going to start at verse 3. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. Now, take notice of that. And if the tree fall, like the wind blows the tree and then it falls, so it's going to fall toward the south or toward the north in the place where it falls. That's where it's going to be. You know, so, you know, the clouds may do their thing. The wind may do your thing. I mean, its thing and so forth. But here's what he says in verse 4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. And he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. So if you're looking at the winds, or you're looking at the clouds, well, you're not going to get anything done because, you know, the winds might be blowing so high and the clouds might be so dark, they might actually look treacherous sometimes, you know, and then that may prevent you from taking the step of faith. But let's see, you know, how faith, you know, regardless of the high winds, regardless of the dark clouds, let's see how faith can get it done this morning. Amen? Amen? Now, we've been preaching on faith the last few services, you know, because, you know, everybody's going to need that faith now, especially with the economic situation and the crisis and everything that's going on and so forth. Now, real faith always holds on to God's word. Now, that's real faith. Now, we've said it so many times in this church and up here in this, on this pulpit, I've said it so many times, that faith, in order to be valid, must be based on the Word of God. Lamentations 3 and 37. He says, who is it that saith anything, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord has not commanded it? So, for something to be valid, it has to be what God has spoken. Now, those of you who are in the faith lab last week, you saw how that works. You know, how we use our faith based on the promises of God and so forth. And, you know, I'm sure that everyone that was in that faith lab last Friday, the other Friday, you know, you should get all your prayers. You know how to get all your prayers answered now. But for the benefit of those who are not here, we're going to also share a few things with you in this message this morning. Now, you must believe the word of God, in spite of what the high winds or the dark clouds look like. This is going to be a short message this morning, and we're going to, you know, challenge our faith as we have been doing in the last few services. Psalm 119 and verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Can you say amen to that? Well, let it not only be settled in heaven, let it be settled in your heart also. that whatever God has said, He is also able to perform. Amen? So once you know His promises, you latch on to the promises of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. It says, the promises of God are not, you know, perhaps or maybe, but His promises in Jesus Christ, they are yea and they are amen. That means, you know, you can take it to the bank if you want to put it that way. That means you can put your hope and your trust on the promises of God. And if you do that, you will have the blessings of God every time. Now, let's take a look at what the conditions might look like that might cause you sometimes not to believe. Now, you've seen and you've heard, and we are in the midst of economic crisis, not only in this nation, but all across and you know, around the world. You know, but you know, let's break it down. Let's narrow it down to our situation. Well, you know, you may be facing crisis on your job, in your family. You know, maybe you've even lost your job. Maybe you've lost your home. Maybe whatever. We don't know. You know. And maybe there are all of these events and circumstances surround you and so forth. Now, how do you make your way through all of that? You know, regardless of the circumstances and the events and the conditions and so forth, this message comes to encourage you to look at the Word of God. Now, a few Sundays ago, we spoke on the message of Dare to Believe. And we talked about the when the children of Israel wanted to go, you know, to the promised land and so forth, and Moses sent the spies to spy out the land. Now, I'm going to just say one thing from that message this morning. What do you see in your circumstance? Do you see the giants or do you see the promised land? Amen? Now, some folks, all they saw were the giants. Now, there were two folks. I'm not going to go into that message this morning. I already preached on that. But there were two of them, Joshua and Caleb, that saw the promise of God. Regardless of the giants, regardless of the difficulties that they were going to face in order to be able to conquer the land, they latched on to the promise of God. They said, God said so, and therefore we are able. Now, what do you see in your circumstance? Do you see the thorns or do you see the roses? Now remember, when you pick in a brush or a branch or anything of roses, there's always a lot of thorns around it. How many of you know that? The roses come with thorns. Now if somebody is looking at the roses, they might be seeing the thorns or they might be seeing the roses. Now, which one are you seeing this morning? Is it the high winds? Is it the dark clouds? Or can you by faith see the promises of God? Now, let me see what a few examples in the Bible. David, I love to preach about David all of the time because of so many various areas of how God, you know, walked in his life through faith and so forth like that. So let's see what David said. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. And we are going to read. First of all, I want you to know one thing. You know, this is not just, I mean, David was not anybody different. You know, he was just like us. So in Psalms 18, if you turn with me, and I'm going to start at verse 29. Psalm 18 and verse 29. Now David, of course, he was a man after God's heart. He understood, you know, what to do and so forth. He said, I'll start at verse 28 of verse of Psalm 18. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will lighten my darkness. Whether there are high clouds, or, you know, high winds or dark clouds, the Lord will be a light unto me. He said, for by thee I have run through a troop. Now, can you run through a troop? He said, by my God I have leaped over a wall. Now, can you leap over the walls that Satan has placed in front of you? trying to prevent your success and your progress in life. Can you leap over those walls? David said yes. Said, by my God, I'll leap over every wall. How many of you can say amen to that? Sure. By my God, I'll run through a troop. You know, by my God, none of these things can hold me down. Listen to what he says again in Psalm 118, verses 10 through 12. Psalm 118, verses 10 through 12. Now, he's going to talk about all the conditions that are around him. Nations, everybody swarming around him like bees. But see the way that David is going to approach it. All nations compass me about. Psalm 118, verse 10. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Oh, yeah, that's your condition may not be nations. It may be hardships and problems and difficulties and challenges and high winds and dark clouds. But you can say the same thing like David said. You can say, all these problems compass me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will triumph over them. How many of you can say amen to that? Now, here's again what he said. He said, look, they compass me about, you know, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Yeah, they have compassed me about like bees, you know, they're just all around him and so forth like that. But he said, you know, I'm going to quench them. You know, like the fire of thorns and so forth. For in the name of the Lord, that's the third time he's saying, I will destroy them. You know, he was confident. He said, in the name of the Lord, not by his strength, but he said, in the name of the Lord, I will destroy all the things. I will conquer. I will fly over the clouds. I will blow through the winds. Any of these things, they're not going to keep me down. Amen? Amen. Praise in the name of the Lord. Now, let's look at some situations. You know, even when Jesus was around, and the disciples and so forth. And you've heard this story preached here many times. Mark chapter 4. Now remember, you know, the Lord is making us bring these messages about faith at this time to help us through all of the crises that we are going through. Now this story in Mark chapter 4, you've heard it many times here. And Jesus said to them in verse 35 of Mark chapter 4, and the same day when the even was come, he said unto his disciples, let us pass over unto the other side. Now that's the word of the Lord. See? Now, you can see or latch on to his promise, which is the word that he spoke, like in this case, let us go to the other side. Or, in the next few verses, when he had sent away the multitude, he entered in the ship and so forth. And there was arose a great storm of wind. Now, that's those winds again. Remember the message, the high winds and the dark clouds. Now, the waves beat into the ship, and so it was now full. But in the meantime, Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And the disciples, they had a choice. They could latch on to the word that Jesus said, let us go on to the other side. Or they could look at the waves and the all of the stuff that, you know, all the water that came into and the ship tossed to and fro and all the water that now filled the ship. They could look at that and they could say, our lives are in peril. We are going to die. Or they could say, Jesus said, let us go to the other side. And we are going to the other side. Well, they chose the unbelieving path. And they went to Jesus and cried, said, Lord, don't you care that we perish? And Jesus said, O ye of little faith. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Jesus had no intention originally of rebuking that storm. He was just going to ride it out. Now, it is not every storm in life, you know, that the Lord has to rebuke. Or that you even have to rebuke. You know, the storm has its place. Remember what we read in Ecclesiastes? Well, the winds, they have their place, you know. The clouds, you know, they drop the rain. The wind might even blow down the tree. Whatever. Let it do its thing. But that's not going to make me any difference. You know, I'm not going to look at the wind. I'm not going to look at the clouds. I'm going to do what I need to do in the name of the Lord. You know, so. But these disciples, they didn't do that. See, so the Lord, he rebuked them. Not only did he rebuke the wind, he also rebuked the disciples for their unbelief. You know, so. We see that what they should have done was they should have held on to the word of God. Now let's read another story here in Matthew chapter 14. Again, this had to do with one of the disciples. This time it was Peter by himself. Matthew chapter 14, and I'm going to start at verse 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship, you know, now the disciples, they were in the ship and so forth, was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind, you know, the wind was contrary. Now notice that waves, you know, notice the wind again, you know, always the wind trying to blow you away from the promises of God. Now, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus, he went unto them walking on the sea. Now that's Jesus walking on the sea. And when his disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." They thought it was a ghost, and they were afraid. They cried out in fear. But straight away Jesus spoke unto them and said, "Be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. It is I." Oh. And every time they hear that word, "It is I," they know the voice of the master. "My sheep know my voice." Amen. How many of you know the voice of the master here? Are you his sheep? Do you know his voice? Can you say amen? Amen. "My sheep know my voice." Say, "Be not afraid," he told them. Now Peter, you know, he's always the bold one, and he'll try anything. You know, so he said to the Lord, "Well, Lord, if it is you, bid me come unto thee." Now, I tell you what, now the Lord was walking in this midst of all these waves tossing up and down. And the Lord, he comes just walking in the midst of those waves, walking on top of those, you know, waves, and just walking on the sea like that. Peter said, "Wow, this is a sight. Now, Lord, if it is you, let me come. I want to play with you in the wind and the water and so forth like that." So the Lord said, "Come." Now, that's the word of the Lord to Peter. "Come," he said. That's in verse 29. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, you know, he walked on the water. Hallelujah. Just like Jesus said. Jesus said, "Come." And Peter, for the first time, now anybody other than Jesus would do a feat like that. Peter stepped on the water and he began to walk. Because Jesus said. But Jesus, he was right there. And he said, come on now, Peter. And then, but he should have kept his eyes on the Lord. He should have kept his eyes on the word that Jesus spoke to him, which is come. You know, but he placed, you know, I mean, he removed his eyes from the Lord. He removed his eyes from the word. And here's what he said, verse 30. But when he saw the wind, remember, that's the wind again we're talking about this morning. The wind was boisterous. He was afraid. Now, the wind had been there the whole time. The Bible already said there was waves tossed up and down. It was there the whole time. It was there the first time when he stepped out. But when he placed his eyes on the word and what God said, he didn't have any problem walking on the sea. How many of you say amen? But the moment he removed his eyes from the promise, which he said, come. And then he looked to the circumstances around him, the waves and everything that was blowing. He said, "Oh my goodness, I can't walk on water." You know, then he began to sink. You know, see? "I can't walk. My goodness, I can't walk on water." The next thing you know, he's beginning to drown. See? Should have kept his eyes on the promise. And the Lord, he immediately reached out his hand. And he said, "Oh thou of little faith." Now remember, every time that these disciples failed, Jesus always rebuked them for having little faith. What is the Lord saying to you this morning about your faith? Is the Lord saying to you like that Syrophoenician woman that came and Jesus said, "I have never seen so great faith in Israel"? Or to that centurion that came and Jesus said, "I have not seen great faith," you know, like this? Or is he saying, like he said to the disciples time and time again, and these were the disciples that were with Jesus every single day. And Jesus, he never had, you know, he was never impressed by their faith at all. Every time he rebuked them for their lack of faith. These were his disciples that were with him every day. But there were some people that were not even with Jesus, but they understood how faith worked. And Jesus said, wow, he loved great faith. But he was never impressed by unbelief or little faith. Now, if Peter would have kept his eyes on the Lord, he would have continued walking on the water. But he removed his eyes from the promise, and he looked to his surroundings and his circumstances, and sure enough, he began to drown. This morning, I want you to keep your eyes on the Lord, and not on the problems. Don't worry about what the news is saying. Well, you don't have good, they don't have good news, you know, on the CNN or any of these news stations and so forth. all you hear about is woe and more woes, you know, and you hear about 1.8 million jobs that be lost and so forth. Well, you know, you think that is bad. Well, wait until that black horse rides. And then, well, you know why 0.8 million jobs lost? I'm not a prophet of doom or anything like that. But we already know these things are in the Word of God and they will take place. But our lives are not tied to man's economy. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Don't let what's on the news, don't let the fact that the wind is blowing and the dark clouds are all around you, don't let that stop your faith. You latch on to the promise of God and you'll have a victory every time. How many of you say praise the Lord? Now David, he was able to do it. He said, I don't care what's around me. Let me read to you another statement from David in Psalm 27. Psalm 27. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, when the wicked, even the enemies and so forth like that, came up to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Now, are your situations getting the best of you? They should be stumbling and falling around you. Just like the scripture that was read today, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. He said in verse 3 of Psalm 27, though an host should encamp against me. You know, I mean, everything all against him and so forth. He said, my heart shall not fear. And though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. Are you confident even when things are not going good? I mean, what if tomorrow you suddenly get a pink slip on your job? Will you still be confident? You say, well, you know, everything is good right now. Well, you're going to need a message like this. Because no matter how you slice it, everybody is going to be faced by the winds and the dark clouds. But it's going to be your choice to make at that time. First of all, are you prayed up? See, do you know the promise of God for the hour? You know, have you done your homework? Have you sought out the Word of God for your situation? This is what we talked about in the Faith Lab last Friday. You know, and what are you going to see? Are you going to look at the thorns? Or are you going to see the roses? Are you going to see the problems? Or by the eye of faith, will you see the promise and know that God is able? Which will it be? Will the high winds blow you off? Will the dark clouds scare you and cause you not to do anything? He that observeth the wind. You know, when the winds are blowing and so forth like that, and somebody wants to go out and, you know, farm and so on, and so say, oh my, it's going to rain. I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm just going to stay home. Or the clouds, or the dark clouds and so forth, you know. And all of that, you know. And Jesus used to tell the Pharisees, he said, you guys can look at the skies, and you can look at the wind and so forth, and you can predict that it's going to rain or whatever it's going to do. You know, but you can't even predict the signs of the times. But let me put it to you this way. See, if you can predict that it's going to rain when you see dark clouds, you should also be able to predict that the goodness of God is coming upon you when you hear his promise. How many of you say amen? That's right. You know. So whose report are you going to believe? Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1. It says, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Well, every time you turn on the TV, the news today, they tell you jobs are lost. Even companies that were reputed to be so solid, they're laying off thousands of people. Well, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe that, or are you going to believe the one I say, they that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God? Oh my. Well, I choose to believe the word of the Lord. What will you do this morning? Will you believe his word, or will you let the winds and the dark clouds and so forth, you know, turn you off from following the word of God? In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 9, the Bible says, if we receive the witness of men, then the witness of God is greater. Now, if you turn on the TV and you believe what they are reporting to you every day, That's what I'm telling you what that verse means. 1 John chapter 5, verse 9. If you pick up the newspaper and you see jobs and so forth lost and you believe it. You were not there when they closed that company over there in the far east coast or something, but you believed it on the news. And everything you see on the news, you believe it. You know, you turn on the TV, you believe it. You pick up the newspaper, you read it, you believe it. You just believe everything. Well, if you receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. God has said in His Word, why not believe the Word of God? You can believe what you read in the newspaper. Everybody believes it. No matter what they print in that newspaper, everybody just takes it like gospel. They just believe it anyhow. You know. But this Word, which is your life, this very Word, which is your life, are you believing it? Are you reading it? Well, first of all, how will you believe it if you don't read it? You know, how shall they believe if they didn't hear? Because faith comes by hearing. Now, every time these messages are preached, you say, well, I've heard a message like this before. Well, that's true. But there is a substance that goes into you every time there's a message like this. Because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for. So when the word of faith is preached, there's a substance that begins to come inside of you. Because faith comes through hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, if you believe the word of God, you know, if you have read the word of God, and if you have searched out His promises, then you should stay with the word of God regardless of the high winds or the dark clouds. How many of you can say amen? The Lord will never fail of any of His promises. Even Jesus said, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one word, not one jot or one tittle of this word will pass away. If the Lord spoke it, it is guaranteed, for the scripture cannot be broken. Once the Lord has spoken it, it's left to you to believe it and act upon His promise. What will you see this morning? Will you see the word of promise? Or will you see the problems around you? In the book of Romans chapter 4, verses 19 and 20, we are given an example of Abraham. We spoke about this in the message, Dare to Believe, about 2 weeks ago. And Abraham, the Bible says in Romans 4 and 20, he staggered not at the promise of God because of the circumstances around him through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Don't let the circumstances around you sway your faith. Don't let the high winds or the dark clouds sway your faith. Stay with the promise and the word of God. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 Let's give a shout to Jesus this morning, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. A short message this morning. Like I said, we've been doing the series on faith to help the people. You know, in case you miss one message, you can come back and preach it to you a different way and so forth like that. You know, just so that it will help your faith. But the bottom line is this. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You can overcome the high winds. You can overcome the dark clouds. You can walk, you know, on water even. You can run through a troop. You can leap over a wall. Oh, by faith, all things are possible. Lift up your hands this morning and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning, Lord, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. The Bible says the word of God is quick and it is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. That word is piercing into your spirit and soul this morning. That word is going to you. Will you believe the word this morning? What will you do with that word this morning? Will you continue to look at your circumstances? You've lost your job. You've lost your home, and perhaps you are threatened to losing some more things and so forth. Perhaps you are fearful that you might lose your job, or you might lose this or lose that because of the news that you are hearing concerning the economy. Well, I've got news for you this morning. Here's what the word of God says. Blessed shall the man be that feareth the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed shall be the man that feareth the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Now, if you fear the Lord, if you are walking in the paths of righteousness, then the Lord, He will answer your needs. He said, if my word abide in you, and ye abide in me, ye shall ask whatsoever you will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15 and 7. So the Lord this morning, he wants you to believe his word. Don't be like those disciples that were around Jesus every single day. Some people come to church every day, every Sunday and so forth, and they still can't believe anything. You know, but here's a woman that wasn't even around Jesus, but he believed. You know, he said, well, I don't care if you say it's for dogs. The dogs will get the crumbs as well. And Jesus couldn't tell her no. She would not take no for an answer. How many of you say amen to that? And here comes the centurion. He never had any part of the services, you know, with the disciples and so forth. But he came, he understood faith by his own events around him. And he said, I know how it works. And he latched onto the word of God. And Jesus said, wow, my goodness. Here is faith. You know, and the disciples, they were put to shame. You know, don't be coming to church every Sunday and not believe the word of God. What good is the services to you if you cannot get faith out of it? When you go home from this place, use your faith. Put your faith into action. Amen? Praise the name of Jesus. There's already the measure of faith in every man, the Bible says. So use your faith this morning. Use your faith this week. Use your faith on the job. And even if you've lost your job, use your faith that my God shall supply all my needs according, not to my job, not according to whether I have a job or I don't have one, but according to his riches in glory. That's Philippians 4:19 for you. Praise the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord, move upon your people this morning. Let the word be mixed with faith in their hearts. The Bible says the word of God will not profit you if it's not mixed with faith. And this subject on faith must be mixed with the little faith that you already have. And then your faith will be boosted by the word of God. Lord, boost everybody's faith to believe the word of God this morning. We will look at the promise of God. We will not look at the waves. We will not look at the winds. We will not look at the clouds. But we will look at the promise of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now here's one promise. He said, they that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. That means planted in his house. That doesn't mean go from here to here and there and there. No, that's planted in the house of the Lord. You got to be planted. Then you will flourish. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Here's another promise. He said, for the Lord God will help me. Oh yes. He will help you. Jesus said, I will hold you by my right hand of righteousness, and I will uphold you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. That's another promise. He said, the Lord will make your soul fat, even in famine. When there is problems around you, the Lord will be your shield, and he will be your defense. Will you put your trust in his name today? Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and begin to wave before the Lord, and say, Lord, I believe. Say, Lord, I believe. Say, all things are possible. Say, Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe this morning with the church that all things are possible to him that believeth. And Lord, we shall not take no for an answer, especially when it is our right coming to us by that which you already purchased for us on the tree. Every promise of God is ours because Jesus paid the price. And today, we receive the promises of God by faith. Not to doubtful dispositions, not to perhaps, maybe, or maybe not, but yea and amen through Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. His promises are yea and amen. Every single promise of God, when you take a hold and you latch on to his word, they will bring forth the desires of your heart, and the Lord will bless you. Praise the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand clap this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come on, you can do better than that. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.